Junior Story, Stella Learns to Keep Her Promises. Stella learns about promises to friends. Stella was feeding the cat when the phone rang. It was Jessie, Stella's friend. "May Stella come over and play?" asked Jessie. "Yes," said Mom. "I'll bring her over in a few minutes." As soon as Stella arrived, the girls got the wagon out. "Let's take turns pulling each other," said Jessie. "I'll pull you first. Will you pull me when I get tired?" "Yes," answered Stella. "Promise?" asked Jessie. "Yes, I promise." Stella hopped into the wagon. "Fast!" yelled Stella. Jessie pulled as fast as she could. "Faster! Run faster!" Jessie was getting very tired, but Stella didn't want to get out of the wagon. Jessie finally had to stop. She was very hot and tired. "It's my turn now," said Jessie, trying to catch her breath. "You pull me so I can rest." "I want to play in the sandbox now," said Stella. "But I want to turn in the wagon," said Jessie. "You promised you would pull me. You should do what you said you would do." Stella knew she promised to pull Jessie, but she didn't feel like doing it now. Jessie was very upset and ran into the house. She soon returned with her mom. "Stella, did you promise to pull Jessie in the wagon?" "Yes," said Stella, looking at the ground. "When we tell our friends we will do something and we don't do it, it hurts their feelings and makes them sad," said Jessie's mom kindly. "It makes them feel you don't care about them." As Stella was staring at the ground, she remembered what her mom had told her. "The Bible tells us that God makes a promise and then he keeps it. He wants us to do the same." "What do you think you should do?" asked Jessie's mom. "I should pull Jessie because I promised." Stella turned to Jessie. "I'm sorry. I was not very kind. Next time, I'll be sure to do what I said." Jessie smiled. "Come on." Stella took Jessie's hand. "I'll pull you now, and I'll go as fast as I can."